Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. Lots on the plate today for Dirty Laundry. What is up first?
Well, baby news. Carrie Underwood welcomed her second baby boy.
Yeah, their son Jacob with her husband Mike Fisher. They have two boys now. Baby was born on Monday, so we congratulate the happy couple.
Kendra Wilkinson. Here's a couple for you. All right. Do you remember Kendra Wilkinson? She was Hugh Hefner's ex.
Yeah, Hef's former. Yep.
Yeah. All right. She is supposedly dating Chad Johnson. Now, he was the villain in JoJo's season of The Bachelorette, and now he's on X on the Beach.
On MTV, right?
Yes.
Now, he's a big old
douchebag.
DB, right?
Can we douchebag. Say that? Yeah.
Can I say douchebag?
I think so.
He's a big old DB.
He is. What is she doing with him? Oh, my God.
Well, some women like bad boys, and maybe that's what she likes.
Like I should talk, right?
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, you just better go on to the next story.
Hey, if you used to watch Saved by the Bell, who didn't? Mark Paul Gosselaar, he was doing a podcast, and he admitted that he used to date his co-star Elizabeth Berkley on the show.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know about that one. That's a first for finding out about. Alec Baldwin. Wow, he gets a deal in this case where he allegedly punched that guy over the parking space.
Yeah, that was back in November. He pleaded guilty to harassment. He's been sent to a short-term anger management program. Why do I feel he's been through this before?
And Chris Brown, well, he's now planning on suing the woman that's accusing him of rape. He's suing her for defamation.
Yeah, the 24-year-old model, of course, she accused him of some bad stuff in their hotel room in Paris a couple of weeks ago. So he's doing a countersuit against her, so we'll see what happens there.
Let's see. To Catch a Predator's Chris Hansen is off the hook for bouncing those $13,000 checks.
Yeah, this little store in Stanford that supplied him with like mugs and T-shirts as he was trying to get a new show started. So people that contributed, he was giving them the T-shirts and the mugs. Didn't pay this place. Bounced two checks. He paid back the $13,000. I guess all the charges are dropped, and he's free to go catch predators now.
Michael Gandolfini, the son of the late James Gandolfini, is going to play him in a, prequel of The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's right. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. He's going to be playing his dad in the prequel. Pretty cool. He's already done some work on HBO's drama called The Deuce. So he's done a little acting, and I guess he has a lot of his dad's mannerisms, so it should be pretty interesting to watch. I love The Sopranos. I don't watch a lot of TV, but that was one
that
show
was
I would
did.
Definitely stop every Sunday night to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested in this. This looks pretty cool.
I must admit, I never watched The Sopranos.
Well, you were watching, The Bachelorette and all that kind of stuff.
All my reality shows. And finally, if you're fans of Michael Phelps.
Who isn't? He's one of the greatest of all time, one of the great gold medalists of all time for the United States.
He's coming to Southern Connecticut State University in March on the 29th, and you can actually get tickets to see him. For more celebrity gossip, you can always check out our website at 96.5tic.com.